Northumberland 89.7. Committed to local news.
The sun and warmth return today, complete weather details coming up. I'm Dan Jones with your 89.7 Truly Local News. The big headline from the Northumberland Hills Hospital Foundation's annual general meeting is that a year of extraordinary generosity and community support made their 2025-26 fiscal year the most successful to date, with more than $7.5 million raised in support of patient care close to home. "This is more than just numbers on the balance sheet," said Chief Executive Officer Rhonda Cunningham. "It's a testament to how deeply our community cares about its hospital and how willing people are to support its success." Northumberland County is hosting an information session tomorrow in Campbellford on rehabilitation work on the Trent River Bridge. Following ongoing inspections and engineering assessments, rehabilitation work will be done to extend the service life of the bridge. Construction is expected to begin in early July and continue until approximately September 25th. The information session begins at 6 p.m. at St. John's United Church. Coburg Mayor Lucas Cleveland is expected to address council tomorrow night regarding language in the draft parks master plan. Cleveland is looking for support from council to exclude words which may endorse, encourage, or make it easier to commit unlawful acts in public parks. His concern is that the draft plan may encourage homeless encampments and drug use in parks, as the plan recognizes housing as a right and recommends installing syringe disposal bins and non-stigmatizing language in municipal parks. Community groups are calling for a de-escalation of Cleveland's tone and to discuss possible solutions to the root causes of homelessness and drug use in the community. In sports, Canada takes on Switzerland in group play tomorrow at the World Cup, and the Jays continue a three-game set this afternoon at the Dome against the Astros. If you see the news as it's happening, text or call the station on the 89.7 listener hotline at 905-372-2321. Stay tuned. Your truly local 3-day weather forecast is next.
Ready to melt away stress? Experience the Halo Head Spa at Village Beauty Bar in Port Hope. This deeply relaxing premium treatment combines therapeutic scalp massages and soothing cleansing rituals to restore balance to your hair and mind. During June, we're offering 20% off to everyone who works in schools. You do so much and deserve total tranquility after a long school year. Call or text 905-373-8260 to book your escape today.
The staff at Country Sign and Wraps welcome you to bring your project by their shop. Summer's almost here, and they'll help you get ready. Marine, all-terrain vehicles, golf carts, your summer car, whatever you like to drive, they can wrap it. They'll help you design artwork for your project, or if you already have something in mind, you can email it to them at countrysignwraps@gmail.com. Spots are booking quickly, so text or call 905-516-1000 to make an appointment. Country Sign and Wraps, your one-stop shop for everything sign, design, and wrap related.
Now here's your truly local 3-day weather forecast provided by Environment Canada for Northumberland County. Sunny, becoming a mix of sun and cloud late this morning. Fog patches dissipating. High 25, humidex of 26. Clear tonight, low 13. Sunny tomorrow, high 25. Cloudy, good chance of showers for Thursday, high 23. Turn to Northumberland89.7.ca for in-depth local news coverage anytime. I'm Dan Jones.